Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Three of the four NFL playoff games this weekend, not sellouts at this point. The Packers, perhaps the most surprising of all, because there are people waiting for decades to get on. They have an opportunity to simply order tickets, and yet the Packers are struggling to sell it out. Frank Schwab, writing, I can't remember where he was writing, basically said, look, I think this is an illustration that the NFL is a problem, that they've made staying at home watching the game too inviting, and they need to make the in-game experience cheaper, more fan-friendly, so on. I'm not saying that's false, but I don't think those are the primary factors driving the Packers situation. It's cold. I think that's the number one issue right now, combined with the fact you only have a week to make up your mind on this, and it is a little pricey. I mean, there's no question about that. But it's cold, I'm not optimistic they can beat the 49ers. Jason's like, come on. I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying I'm not optimistic. Andy in Suamico. Andy, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. I think you hit the nail on the head with the cold factored in with the price. But I do think Frank Schwabe was right with the overall price, because I believe all playoff tickets are priced the same in almost every market. But I just see that there's another factor. I think the Packers just assume that they're going to be able to, because they're the Packers, sell out this game. I mean, they didn't really do a full-on blitz about the tickets. You know, if you weren't necessarily paying attention from the get-go, you may not have known where to go or what to do to get tickets. And I think they just assumed people were going to snap them up, and that wasn't the case. I really think they need to take a look at the price as well. And overall, I think, you know, every year the price continues to go up and up and up while the experience at home gets better and better and better. And at some point, those two things make it less attractive to go to a football game.
Andy, thanks a lot for the call. I'll tell you right now, and I'm not saying this is true for everyone, it's true for me. The cold is probably the number one factor, and I do have a high-def flat-screen television. And I've got a really nice place to sit in my family room. And I've been to two games. But for people who've never been to a Packers game, I really was with the Packers on this. I thought they would be scarfing up the game, the tickets, more quickly than they have. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. A couple comments. Number one, I think it's a two-part thing. For the season ticket holders, I know five different people that did not buy theirs because, number one, they didn't think they'd get in. And because of the Packers holding the money, they said, you know, Christmas is over, tax time is coming up, they need the money, there's no reason, especially with credit cards now, the Packers could have taken it but not charged it unless you actually got the tickets. So, and then the cold is what's affecting the people now that the season ticket holders don't get it. The other thing is, as far as like a blackout goes, I think today the blackout should actually be done away with or illegal, because unless the team itself pays for the stadium itself and all its upkeep, then fine, they can have a blackout. But when they use tax dollars, the people in the surrounding community have already paid their dollar into that business. And then for them to limit it really shouldn't be legal anymore.
Yeah, well, in fact, it used to be by congressional fiat. Now it is a policy of the NFL. And yet you can ask whether the NFL should continue with that policy, because a lot of stadia does have, most, in fact, have public financing. It is an interesting point. I do agree with that. Now, as for the policy of keeping the money, I did ask Aaron Popke about that back when they offered the tickets. And what he said at the time, and we're still hoping to get him on the air here, what he said at the time was most people took that option anyway. So they didn't think that was going to be a big deal breaker for people. Michael in Kokona. Michael, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Bader.
Morning.
I've been a ticket holder for about 10 years now. I've never been to a game. I'm a Cowboys fan. I inherited the tickets. And the gentleman who purchased my tickets for me, he called me and asked me if I had tickets. And I said I did have them, and if he wanted them, he could have them at the normal, you know, the normal rate that they were going for. And he was ecstatic for it. So I don't know if I don't know if he would watch it on TV if I didn't have them, but I won't be watching them.
Well, if they're on, I'll be watching them. Thanks a lot for the call. And, of course, you can always hear them on the radio. The station you were listening to, of course, carries the Green Bay Packers. Jeremy in Schofield. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Jerry? Hey, I had a solution maybe to this problem with the tickets.
Yes?
Yeah, these NFL players, they made so much money, and the Packers have such a high fan base. What's stopping them from buying whatever tickets that need to get bought up and then donate them to people that, you know, to charitable events, and then they can write that off. They can write that off on their taxes as a gift. And the problem.
Well, now, Jeremy, thanks a lot for the call. Now, the reality is the Packers buying the tickets from the NFL at a discounted price is a possibility. We're still trying to get Aaron Popgan. That's one of the things that I want to ask him about. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Hopefully we'll get him on here before 11 o'clock. Mike in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike, go ahead.
Jerry, so rarely do I have a chance to tell you you're dead wrong, but
go ahead.
On this one here, there's 40,000 fans, season ticket holders, that chose not to send their money in.
Right.
Now, you can't say that 40,000 fans thought it was too cold. There's young people that would kill to go to the game. We have the money. The point being, you're an investor, I'm an investor. Do I really want to give anybody $1,500 4 months in advance or whatever to March, March or April? I think the answer lies in those 40,000 people. The correct answer lies in the 40,000 people that chose not to to take their season tickets further.
Okay. Hey, hang on. Listen, Jason, clear the lines. Aaron Popke's trying to get through. clear the line. I know we have callers. In fact, Jason, I'm going to have you call him. Okay? So go ahead and clear the lines because these are the issues, and if you're waiting, I apologize. Let's take a break, and Jason, I will have you call Aaron's cell phone, and we'll try to get him on in 3 minutes, okay? It's 10:43.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.
Susan? What?